Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Hi, I'm Irene Watson, and I'm the managing editor of Reader Views, and I'm in Austin, Texas.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's August 9th, 2007, and welcome to episode number 37 in our series. Tonight's topic is Get a Six-Figure Advance Before You Write Your Book. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Susan Harrell from PRSecrets.com. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is AuthorsAccess.com. Now, tonight we're on the line with Susan Harrell, president of PRSecrets.com and Harrell Communications, a leading media coaching and marketing firm for the past 13 years. Susan specializes in media coaching and creating marketing strategies for executives, speakers, authors, coaches, and entrepreneurs. She's the author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, The Ultimate Guide to Getting Booked on Oprah, and many marketing audio tapes and ebooks, and is also a publisher of 60 Second Secrets, a free bi-monthly publicity and marketing newsletter. Susan's clients include Fortune 500 companies, including iVillage, Planet RX, The Yellow Pages, SBC, Bill Graham Presents, Gillette, The North Face, Random House, Doubleday, Addison Wesley, and many others. She has media coached people who have appeared on top national radio and TV talk shows and publications. Additionally, she's written for the San Francisco Examiner, Advertising Age, Complete Woman, Bay Area Businesswoman, Writer's Digest, and many, many other publications. She's been profiled in Salon Magazine, the San Francisco Chronicle, USA Today Online, and Investor's Business Daily. Through keynote seminars and individual and corporate coaching, she trains clients to define and control their public image, handle any type of media interview, and create irresistible story ideas for producers, editors, and news directors. And now we're going to this week's special guest, Susan Harrell. Good evening to you, Susan.
That was quite a mouthful. I didn't expect you to go into my whole life history.
This is your life.
This is my life. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, those, some of those things, I hardly remember some of them were so long ago.
But, gosh, Susan, you know, as I'm listening to all this, it's like you have so much background in media, and we're so grateful that you were here to just help us out. We have a lot of listeners that are just budding authors and don't know what to do. They're, you know, we're... As an author myself, of course, hey, a six-figure advance before I write my book, you've got to be kidding. That's exactly what I want. So, obviously, the most important thing is that we need to know what an agent and a publisher are looking for, because how else are we going to get the six-figure advance? So tell us.
Well, it is a big conundrum today, the whole being published in the book industry. And the thing that agents and publishers are looking for most is to be nakedly yourself. And oftentimes authors don't realize that they are selling themselves as much as they're selling an idea, perhaps more so. And I love that Oscar Wilde said, be yourself, everyone else is taken. So you are, I mean, I think we're right now in a world where it's like a copycat world, and the true original stands out more than ever. So it's about being yourself and being mediagenic, because you're selling your background, just like you read my background. We're selling the background of you as much as we're selling the content of your book.
So I'm hearing platform.
That's right. Platform is one of the most important things to a publisher. And what that means is your reach. In other words, how are you going to sell your book and who you're going to sell it to? Because today's publishers are not the ones who are selling your book. You can just look at them as a distributor. It's up to you to promote your book, hire a publicist, do that, and it's up to you to figure out strategies about how you're going to sell your book and to whom, and to be very definitive and quantitative about who those people are and why they're a book-buying audience. And that's very important today in terms of your audience needs to be a book-buying audience. Does that make sense?
Well, it certainly does make sense. And so how does an author actually come to that place of really knowing that? Like, how is there a formula? Is there some way that we can get there?
Well, there is, and it's always to start where you are. because we're all beginning to get outreach for our ideas, whatever they are. But if it's your local library, I mean, I started teaching at the Learning Annex, for example, and started to build my online newsletter list there. So 20, 50 people would come to a class, and then I said to them, do you want to sign up for my newsletter, which didn't even exist at that time, but I was going to create one. I mean, I think one of the greatest things about creating, whether it's a book or anything, is to set a deadline for yourself. So when I want to get something done, like I'll set a class, I'll call up the Learning Annex and say, I'd like to teach this class, and it's not developed yet. And so, you know, that's how I get the class developed. I know in 2 months I'm going to be teaching it, so I have to have it done. And so it's about starting where you are. So whether it's asking your friends to be on your newsletter list first and then to start sending your material to their friends, I mean, that's the most basic. And, of course, to build your platform in an irresistible platform, you want to be out in the media. So you need to be media ready. And part of that is to get media coached, which is understanding what the media needs and being able to encapsulate your thoughts in sound bites or very, very compact ideas. And I love what the Afghan matchmakers say, that voice is more than half of love.
Hmm.
Okay, could you just repeat that? Voice is?
Voice is more than half of love. Our voice is so important, and I'm talking about our voice in the world as much as our what we say, the tone of what we say, how we say things in order to captivate people, in order to draw them to us, in order for them to be interested in us, our oral words, and also our written words.
So when you're talking about irresistible platform, you had mentioned you yourself were teaching, and that's, of course, something that an author can come up with of something that is related to their book, a newsletter. What other things could be put into a platform?
Well, one of the most important things is to be quoted in the media, and the quickest way to do that is with PR Leads. And PR Leads is a service whereby reporters and producers write in what's called queries, where they're working on stories, and they need experts and they need ideas to fill in their angle of the story that they're looking for. And you can be quoted instantly, almost the next day. Some of my clients have been in a week in the New York Times. And I myself have been in the Boston Globe, Women's Day, through PR Leads. So one of the ways that producers and editors at publishing houses see how well known somebody is they're on these databases called LexisNexis and Dow Jones, and they can do a quick search on a topic, and the more you've been quoted and the more there have been articles about you or how you've been profiled, the more your name will turn up. It's just like Dow Jones is like the Google of the hard copy world. And so the more you're out there in the public venue, whether it's speaking in person or whether it's being quoted in the media, that's how you're developing your platform. And you do want to develop your platform on those different levels, which is out there in the public eye, so you're gathering people who are loyal to you, who will love you, and who want to hear what you have to say. And then in the media eye, which is, you know, how are you influencing people out there and creating excitement about your topic in the media? And positioning yourself as an expert, because that's what publishers are looking for. They're looking for experts. Now we're talking about nonfiction. In fiction, they're really looking for beautiful writing, as well as somebody who has been in fiction, for example, you would want to have been in the New Yorker or Granta literary magazine. It's still the same principle as being out there in the public, whether it's fiction or nonfiction.
Exactly. What I'm hearing you say, it's to get out there. Now, I know that a lot of the authors are just, you know, when they're going to be listening to this, they're going to cringe because most writers are introverted, and this is a very extroverted type of thing to do, to be able to go out there and talk to the media, talk to people. What can you tell the people that are, you know, just feeling shy, they're just really introverted, thinking that, gosh, I don't have anything to say, why can't I teach? How can they get out of that?
Yeah, and I totally relate to that, too, because I'm kind of more of a natural introvert, and that's why I wrote Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. I don't think you have to have a big personality or be a super extrovert to do this. But, unfortunately, in today's media, you actually have to do it. The days of J.D. Salinger are over. The days of you writing in your attic and scribbling in your room, that's the writing part. And that may be the easier part. And then the hard part, or the where the real work comes in, is doing the publicity once the book is done. And so for people who are more introverted and maybe aren't going to be out there teaching, write and circulate your articles on the internet. Write and get published in magazines and newspapers. Write. If you're a writer, that's what you need to do. Do that newsletter online. But know that eventually you are going to have to show your face not on television, but at least on the radio. And see, on the radio, again, maybe you don't have to be seen. You can be in your PJs at home with your little fluffy slippers and still be out there connecting with your audience. But it's the bottom line, when I think about publicity and when I think about platform, it's really all about connecting. If we really want to simplify it, it's about connecting with your audience, and that's really one-on-one with your words and with your writing.
Great. Yeah, I get that completely. I was looking at PRleads.com, and I saw that you have a testimonial on there. So maybe
I think it's the greatest thing, since the only complaint I've ever had from my clients is, I wish I would have done this sooner.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more of the mechanics of how... Suppose I decide, you know, I want to be an expert on Southwestern cooking. How do I make that happen that people will consult me?
Well, I hope first you are a good Southwestern cook, Victor.
Okay.
You know, because that's the first thing, is to really have the background to support your expertise. It's not, and of course, anyone can become an instant expert in today's culture, but that's just what it is. It's instant and it comes and goes. It's like, you know, instant soup. It's here, it's there, but it's not nourishing. So if you want to be a real expert and make the homemade soup and get the real Southwestern cooking, you'll first have that kind of background. You know, maybe you'll have run a restaurant you know, and really understand the cooking. So PR Leads, what happens is when you sign up, you speak directly with Dan Janelle, who runs it, and he creates a profile for you of all of the areas that you're an expertise in. You have expertise in. So you create this profile that then every day in your email box, almost every single day, you'll get leads from reporters in that particular area. So it's about... Obviously, it won't be as narrow as Southwestern cooking. It will be cuisine. It may also be in running a business, running a restaurant, those kinds of things. So you're creating a profile, and then in your email box, you get these leads from reporters. And then what you do is you respond to their direct request. So they're actually asking for something that you have, hopefully, and you respond with your expertise, and then they call you up or they interview you or they use what you've written in the email. So it's worked both ways for me. Sometimes, you know, I've written like a couple of tips and they've just used the tips as is, and other times they call up and set an interview and say, we want to interview you more extensively and, you know, use your quotes or use your background in the article. It works both ways.
Yeah,
Is that clear?
Sounds like a dream come true.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. There is, you know, the key to it is really being able to, and the key to everything, the key to getting your book published too, is really about finding the right angle that suits the audience exactly. So it's one of my clients who's brand new to publicity, whose website isn't even up, has become an expert in disaster preparedness because she really understands how to respond to these PR leads. So she has already been in the Wall Street Journal. She's been in the New York Times. She's been in, because she's gotten so good at being able to tailor her responses to exactly what the reporter needs. And that's what you're doing when you're writing a proposal, is you are tailoring the needs to your audience, to the people who are going to buy the book, and to the editors who are going to be reading your book and buying your book, and to the agents who you're going to get before you get that editor, who say, wow, this person really understands his area of expertise.
Wow, that is just crystal clear. Thanks for
her. Oh, good.
What are the key elements that go into a publicity plan?
Well, first of all, you want to say that you do all the work. You will use part of, yes, that's right. You will do all of the work, and you will hire, that's number one. Number two is you will hire a publicist. You will use part of your advance all the money that you've saved thus far to hire a publicist. And I suggest you plan a minimum of $3,000 a month for a year. Usually it's more. Mm-hmm. So that's on the low end. And then you really you spend part of that advance in savings of your own. And in doing all of your work, for example, one of my clients, they did get a six-figure book advance. It was their second book, and their publisher was not doing anything for them. So I said, yeah, that's right. Even when a publisher pays six figures, you think, okay, they'll be a little bit more interested in helping you promote the book, but that's not necessarily so. And I've had several clients that's happened to, by the way. So you need to take full responsibility for your success every step of the way. And what I mean by that is even how you're positioned in the media, you know, once you actually get that book advance, and once you have that book out there, you want to monitor everything. And most authors are very unfamiliar with this, but it's everything from structuring your proposal to the cover of your book to the content of your book, and then the contents of your press release that are talking about your book. And then when you're actually out there speaking in the media, it's about what you're saying that truly represents you and your book and your life and the feeling of your book and your life, too. Everything has to be in sync. And it's very, very important to a publisher that you do say that you're going to take the initiative. Like one of my other clients, for example, her book is on the New York Times bestseller list. She already began, even before her book took off, she already had started establishing venues to speak in both the Bay Area as well as nationally. Uh-huh. And she had already started to set all of those things up, and then her publisher got behind her and said, okay, we're going to put you on a 10-city book tour. And, you know, part of what she did was completely prepare. I mean, one of the things that we were practicing is not only her book talk to make sure that the book was going to sell when she actually was at bookstores, but also making sure that she was completely media ready for all of the controversial questions that we expected that she was going to get. And you want to show a publisher that you are the kind of person who is prepared to do that kind of work, whether it's preparing for the media, whether your book is controversial or not, and that you're willing to really understand how books are sold and that you're willing to hand sell them, essentially, in every venue, whether it's a bookstore, whether it's a workshop, whether it's anything creative that you've come up with in order to sell your book. Like one of my other clients, for example, her book is, we call it Henlit, not Chicklit, because it's for older chicks. and we were contacting the Red Hatters, who are those, you know, it's mostly wealthy women in philanthropic positions. They buy lots of books, and at every single venue at a Red Hatter, usually it's 50 to 100 women. So we were starting to set up a Red Hatter's tour for her. We got in contact with the head Red Hatter, like the mother Hatter, right. And started contacting them to say, can we speak? Can we have her speak at every Red Hatter venue across the country? So that's what we were doing on her own, in the background. So it's things like that, being innovative and saying, where's my market and how am I going to reach it? See, that's her market, Henlit, because it's women over 50 in that in the Red Hatters. Mm-hmm.
So, Susan, you in your title, it's like, get a six-figure advance before you write your book. And this is
that's what you're really stuck on, isn't it, Irene?
I am. It's like, before I write my book, but. So what I'm hearing you say in that is that publishers don't want the complete book. What are they looking for? If they're going to give you this, you know, six-figure advance, yes, I'm really stuck on that. I don't have a book yet. I just don't quite get it.
Well, what they're looking for, if you get a top agent, your agent's going to help you craft the three top chapters that you're going to write that are really these top chapters are going to express both your style and your content, and they're going to be indicative of what you can do. But even before that, number one is what a literary agent and a publisher is looking for is a fabulous title. You need to have a title that's really going to say exactly what the book is about. In today's world, you really want the title to be the hook of the book. So a literary agent or an editor at a publishing house can look at that title and say, wow, I can see this on Good Morning America. I can see this on Oprah. And a great example of that is the new book by Timothy Ferris that is on the New York Times bestseller list called The Four-Hour Workweek. 4 hours. You should be interested in that too, Irene. It's 4 hours, not 4 day work week, which is a fabulous book. And what he wanted the original title to be, what he thought the original title was going to be, was The Vagabond Millionaire. But he tested that on Google. He tested the 4 hour week and the work week and The Vagabond Millionaire, and the 4 hour work week was the clear winner. Now, isn't that a fabulous title? The 4 hour work week, and the subhead is Escape 9 to 5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich.
Well, there you
go. And there's a sticker on it that actually says the instant New York Times bestseller. So, you know, he not only works in 4 hours, it became an instant bestseller. And then to answer the rest of your question, too, what these top literary agents are looking for, too, is they're not looking for a book or a subject or a title that's hot now, because your book's not going to come out for 1 to 3 years. They're looking for the new zeitgeist, the next new idea. So it's up to you to be forward-thinking and say, this is really something that's coming on the horizon that's not yet here. And I am going to be the leader of this. I am the expert, and I am a leader in this area.
And we'll be back with more Authors Access after these important announcements.
After successfully completing the challenging process of publishing a book, many authors find themselves arriving at a new and even more challenging step in their writing career, and that is attracting an audience and gaining publicity for their newly published work. ReaderViews.com offers valuable resources for this important step in an author's career, and they now provide the latest marketing tool, the book preview. These are videos created to promote books in the same way that movie trailers promote movies, and they are amazing. Go to ReaderViews.com today to find out more about previews. Just click on the previews icon in the menu bar for more information.
This week on AuthorsAirwaves.com, we'll be featuring Marion Volkman, author of Life Skills, Improve the Quality of Your Life with Metapsychology. More information on Marion's book at www.lifeskillsbook.com. Find out whether you can create happiness in your life or whether it's all up to chance. What is happiness anyway, and why does it matter? Join us on AuthorsAirwaves.com this week. Music for Authors Airwaves is arranged and performed by George Wood. For more information, see PodSafeAudio.com. And now back to our interview on AuthorsAccess.com, where authors get published and published authors get successful.
You know, when I wrote Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, one of the things that I found out is, HarperCollins asked me to write some of the catalog copy, and in part of the catalog copy I wrote, Susan Harrow is the leader of the authenticity movement. There's no movement called the authenticity movement, but I wrote that because I thought, well, I'm going to start my own movement, and it was about, in Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, it was about creating a book that had no sales, sex, war, or sports jargon, because our language is so laden with aggression and with war. And I thought, I want to have my book be free of that, because how we think is how we speak is how we act. And so that was the first and only book, not only first and only marketing book just for women, but a book that's free of that kind of aggressive language. And that was no small feat. I mean, I still just saw my search engine expert just optimized my site, and she used the word tactics on there. I'm like, oh no, we can't use the word tactics, because that's war language. And, you know, she was doing key search engine things. But it's so embedded in our language. So this all happened before 9/11. And after 9/11, people started saying, you know what, there's too much violence in our culture, and there's too much violence in the way that we speak. And, in fact, we're not even living the lives that we were meant to live and that we think we want to live. We've got to slow down, pay attention, be more present. And that all sort of happened, you know, in the disaster of 9/11, where it was like a wake-up call to the United States to start to think about not only how we think, but how we live and how we speak. So what publishers are looking for you to do today is to be on the crest of something brand new, be a new thought leader. I mean, one of the things that I love about this book, The 4-Hour Workweek, is that he's not talking about retiring. He's talking about how to have mini retirements now. How the 20-something, 30-something, I'm 50, so even me, the 50-something, want to be able to take more time in our lives now and not be chained to our computers and to our schedules. And to be able to have a different sort of lifestyle than even our parents envisioned for us, or even in the old rich, or even the .com. It's a kind of a shift in consciousness. And that's what publishers are looking for, you to come up with that bright new idea.
And that makes so much sense, Susan. You know, and I wrote it on my piece of paper here, next new idea. And that is so important for authors to know, because I think a lot of times the authors are writing for something that's happening now and they think it's timely. Well, it is timely, the writing is timely, but the publishing is going to be in the past. And
that's right, it already is in the past. If you're thinking about it now and you're thinking that
exactly.
You're piggybacking on something, it's already passed.
It's done. It's too late. So I think that was some really important information that you gave. Now, you're saying that the publishers and the agents want that next new idea. I have heard so many writers, authors saying, oh, I've been trying to get an agent for years. Just the other day I got an email from an author. She wrote a book 20 years ago. She's been trying to get an agent for 20 years.
Wow.
And she keeps getting rejected and rejected, and sometimes they send the manuscript and then the letter says something but they reluctantly decline. So, you know,
I know.
What mm-hmm. there are, you know, 200,000 books published yearly, probably, I just forget what the figures are self-published because these people just cannot get agents. How do they even get an agent to look at their query letter?
Well, the first thing is to make sure it's the right agent for your book. And I know that sounds really obvious, but it's not to many people. They often don't do the kind of research that's necessary to find out that the agent does indeed handle books exactly like theirs. And then obviously in your competitive book section, too, you're going to be talking about why books that are similar to yours have been successful and why yours will be, too. But you're also talking about how your book is different than the successful books that are out there now. So the first step in getting a really great agent is to do your research. And one of the things that when I wrote Get a Six-Figure Book Advance, the whole first part of the book is about the book industry and understanding the industry and understanding what agents are looking for and how to get one. That's the whole first part. The second part is all about here are three examples of six-figure book advances in three different genres, why they worked, analyzed. I took them all apart and analyzed it section by section and said, here's what these authors did right, here's what you can too. And the third part was the template, which is, here is the exact template that agents and editors are looking for, and follow this and just it's plug and play. Put in your information in this order and then create the order that's most, what's important in that is it's not necessarily in this order, it's the order in which you're strongest. So, for example, one person who contacted me had gotten endorsements from Nobel Peace Prize winners. Well, obviously, that's going to go first in a proposal. But to back up just a minute, Irene, what I want to say is first you've got to know who that agent is and the kind of books they represent. And the quickest way to do that is to really understand all of your competitors, having read all those books. And it doesn't matter whether you're fiction or nonfiction. It's the books that you admire, the books that you consider, quote-unquote, competition. And look in the front of those books, and in the acknowledgement section, everybody who loves their agent has acknowledged that agent there. Then, yeah, every one of us acknowledges our agent. We love our agents. We're very grateful to them. Then, once you've found that agent, go to their website and research them and research how they want their queries and their manuscripts submitted. Everybody has different pet peeves. My current agent, for example, he doesn't do children in peril. So that may sound, you know, I mean, he's got specific things that he does represent and specific things that he absolutely does not represent. And he's very, very clear about that. So that's the first thing. Then when you're writing your query letter, you want to be very, very specific and express that you understand the kind of books that the agent represents and why your book would fit into their cadre, would fit into the kind of people that they represent. I mean, it's about, again, tailoring it to your agent. The other way that you find an agent is you have agents, I mean, that's the way where you're actually going out and researching. But the best way to find an agent, and how I first found mine, was to have the agent contact you. And that is by being out there in the public venue, whether it's writing or speaking. It was my second time talking in public to the Authors Guild, and I was scared to death. And this woman who asked me to do that was very, very smart, because I told her, "Oh, I'm not sure I want, you know, I'm not sure I can." And she said, "Let's book it now. You can always back out," knowing that I wouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. So I was out there speaking, and Patty Brightman, my first agent, who was agent for Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Richard Carlson, and John Gray, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, was in the audience, and after she heard me speak, she said, "I'm not promising you anything, but I love, you know, what you're talking about and the content, and if you write a book proposal, I'll read it." So I got writing, you know, and that's how I got my first agent. Now she's retired, and I'm second agent. And I got my second agent by contacting everybody who loved their agent. That's the first question I asked them. Do you love your agent? And if they didn't respond right away, I knew they did not. And I wanted somebody that they absolutely loved. So, right, I already had an agent. But the key was that I just started, that was my method. But if somebody's never had an agent, the other thing that I recommend that they do is, you know, begin writing and getting your article circulated. Begin speaking. Or blogging. Blogging is a really great new venue today. And I don't know if you've heard about this woman named Julie Powell, but she started blogging about, you were talking about cooking, Victor. Yes. She decided that she was going to cook her way through Julia Child's cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Wow. That's right. And her book is called Julie and Julia, 365 Days, 524 Recipes, One Tiny Apartment Kitchen. So she started blogging about these recipes, and that's how, and she got a huge following, and then she got a huge book contract.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's a great idea. So blogging is a way to get instant attention, too, you know, to have this idea, and that's probably the fastest way to build a following. When you were talking, Irene, earlier about building a following, probably blogging is the quickest way, because things can happen so fast on the Internet. And by the way, Julie's first printing was 150,000 copies. And already 25,000 more had been ordered. And then when they asked her, "Okay, well, what does a blogger do when your book is finished?" And she goes, "Well, I'm going to blog about my book tour, of course." So she's got her next subject for that. So that's something that people can do. Do you think I answered that question with enough detail?
Sure did.
Great. Now, tell us about what this book auction thing is, and how does that work?
Well, it works typically when you do have an agent, and what your agent does is your agent sends out your proposal to the publishers, the editors, who then say that they're interested in your book. And what is often happening today is that editors first want to meet you. A lot of times, because it goes back to what we were talking about at first, that they really want to understand your presence, and are you a mediagenic person? Are you well-spoken? Can you sell your own book? So oftentimes what happens if an auction gets created when an editor or publishing house, more than one, is interested in your book, even if you have two people, you already have an auction, you have two people bidding against each other. The next step, and your agent will set all of this up, the agent may set it up. If you've got a strong personality and you're very mediagenic and personable, then your agent will want you to fly to New York and meet the editors. And once you're there at the actual auction, oftentimes you would go to each publishing house and they would ask you questions and see their test. It's a test. It's an audition. And so they would oftentimes they might have the sales department, the marketing department, even the CEO. And the editors are all going to be in that room deciding whether you're worth it, is what they're deciding. That's one thing that happens. Now, an auction doesn't always happen like that with you in person there. Sometimes it just happens behind the scenes with editors bidding on your book. So it can happen one of both ways. But, you know, the stronger you are and the more you're the best representative of your material, of your book, the better it is for you to be there in person and to really show them, you know, what you, your stuff in every sense of the word.
Right. That makes complete sense.
Well, and what I'm hearing, you know, just throughout this whole thing is that you've got to be out there. You just have to be out there and yourself. And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Because it is. And I know that's really, really hard for people to hear.
I know it is. It ends up being about the author more so than about the book in the beginning, especially. And that's so clear. So clear.
It is, and that's part of today's culture, sad as it may seem. You can buck it all you want, but the point is that if you can understand how the media works and say, this is a great challenge for me, and this is going to be a way to expand my life in a big way, more than I've ever even imagined. I mean, I was scared to death on my own media tour. I thought, oh, my God, I hired my own media coach, and she was tough. She was from New York. And I said, oh, my God, is this what I put people through? I go, I feel so bad for my clients now. And I didn't want to do my assignments just like everybody else, you know. But I did. I remember, you know, because I travel with my clients, some of my clients, when they go too. But it's different when you're doing it yourself. And all stuff happens, you know. Sometimes you're on the set, and this happens so often with clients, and they go, okay, you know, I tell my clients, you know, it's never about the question that you are being asked. It's always about the answer that you want to give and what you want your audience to know. And if authors can remember that, again, it's just connecting one-on-one, and if they're talking about things that are important to them that they want other people to be excited about too, that's really kind of the bottom line. And to be able to formulate these answers and being out there in public because you're sharing some of the things that are most important to yourself.
And it's back to your authenticity, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It really is. Because I think everybody can do this no matter what kind of personality they have. And you don't have to be, you know, a Johnny Carson. You don't have to be a funny person. Or you don't have to be, you know, the super extrovert. You can be your sweet introverted self, too. And that also has, you know, great appeal.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. Because it shows. Authenticity shows through. Well, gosh, Susan, this has been just a wonderful evening. So much information. As I'm kind of stumbling here because I'm looking at my sheets of paper here and there's just writing all over it. I'm going to have to make notes here so I can understand what I wrote because you've just given us so much great information. And one thing I do want to mention is that you have this bi-monthly publicity and marketing newsletter. It's fantastic. I've been a subscriber for a long time, and when I scan through my emails to see what I should open first, definitely I open yours first. So,
oh, you're such a good...
Oh, it's great. So tell our listening audience more about your newsletter.
It's about promoting yourself without bragging, begging, or whoring. And that's really the gist of it. And being able to promote yourself with integrity and spirit. So every month there are these tips that come to your email box. And also I want to tell people that they can go up on my site at prsecrets.com and they can download free teleclasses too. There is actually a free one on this very subject, getting a six-figure book advance. And I think I've got a free one. You know what? I should check. But I've got a lot of other free ones too. And so it's not just the newsletter but other free things that people are, if people are interested in promoting themselves and growing their platform. You know what? And the one thing that I want to say about your platform is that maybe you just have a small one now, so you may not get that six-figure book advance, but a lot of people who have taken my course or actually bought the six-figure book advance, they say, you know what? I'm planning a year or two down the road. So start now building your platform, and in 6 months, a year, you'll have the kind of platform that can get a six-figure book advance.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's about starting where you are.
Well, building the platform, but also thinking what's going to sell in 2 or 3 years from now, too. because that's basically what we need to do is to get that.
That's right.
The next new idea. So, again, your website address is prsecrets.com.
Yes. Yes. And I do have, I'm looking up on my homepage, I do have that Get a Six-Figure Book Advance Without Even Writing a Book, a whole teleclass, which will expand on some of the things that we've covered today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're so welcome. It's been such fun talking to you both. And I hope you get your six-figure book advance. I'll have to send you one.
Yeah.
And thank you. You've been listening to another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. We'll be back on the air August 16th, 2007, when our topic will be Editing Your Work and Working with an Editor. And our guest who will be joining us is Bob Rich from bobswriting.com. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And for Reader Views, this is Irene Watson in Austin, Texas, signing off.
For Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.